"Titus?" I called louder. No answer. Not from Titus, anyway. But the dog began to rumble, like a volcano. It was a mountainous dog. I thought of the Wolf Clan. I thought of the thousands of fish I'd killed. I watched the empty blue expanses inside the dog's head, and I thought of a sky god. A nature god. A hard god of retribution. "Nice boy," I whimpered, leaning as far back as the rocker would allow, slowly raising my hands to shield my face and throat. "Titus!" I whispered desperately. But he was clattering among the dishes and pots and sinks, calling in that he'd soon rescue me from my hangover with some strong black tea. Black tea? What was that to me? A liquid to pour in my mouth and watch run out through the fang gashes in my throat. "Titus!"
"Yes?" he called at last.
"Is this your dog?"
"Yes."
"Well, he's looking at me."
"So?"
"So he has me trapped. What does he want? Does he bite? Can I move? Why won't he go away?"
Titus hollered in. "He doesn't bite without cause, but you should move. You're in Descartes' chair."
"Easy, big fella," I whispered, remembering that these brutes sense fear and attack it mercilessly. "Easy now. Your old buddy Gus will just shuffle on over to the couch there."
The dog continued to glower, but remained motionless as I crept to the couch. I sat down gently. The dog waited till I was settled, then hopped into the rocker, sat back on his haunches, kept his wild sky eyes glued on me, and by the unnerving device of nodding his awesome head up and down, commenced rocking himself in the chair. The sight of the creature bobbing its head in the chair made it difficult not to laugh, and the sight of his eyes made it difficult not to scream. Teetering between these verbal extremes, I managed to say, "Good morning, Descartes." The dog nodded in reply, allowing his tail the liberty of two curt, courteous wags before resuming his vigilant rocking. Although I didn't know it yet, we'd just made friends.